Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, fellas, thanks for taking the call. Hey, Ted, that Bob Dylan show, that wind was crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, were you out there, too?
Yeah, wife and I were row 3 watching the grandstand swaying all over the place, man. It was nuts.
Yeah, Jesus. I will you see the equipment hanging up there? They're like, you should get away from here. Even I was like, maybe we should move.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I kept looking up and told my wife, I was like, if I grab you and we're going to run.
Based on the color we had, it must be blown up there a ton.
I mean, look, the gorge is, you know, like I tell, because people back east can't fathom. I go, it is the best place to see a concert.
Sure.
You're also in a river gorge. The weather's going to happen.
It is a wind tunnel, literally. But yeah, that was crazy. But anyway, the reason I called, man, last summer, saved a young man from drowning in Lake Perigen. So that was a close call for him. Kind of freaky moment for everybody else. But
What was the situation?
Niece's boyfriend. So we knew him. You know, he came along. They were out there goofing around. Him and niece were goofing around, having fun, swimming around, all that kind of stuff. But I noticed he wasn't really a super strong swimmer. And then he started struggling, and then he started panicking, and then he went down. So I think I did the fastest 35-yard swim of my life.
Were you already in swim trunks, or did you have to strip down and, like, do the Hasselhoff run to the beach?
No Hasselhoff. I was standing, like, knee-deep in the water, already there, just watching. You know, I'm dad, so I'm in dad mode watching the kids struggle, trying to pay attention. And
you said this you said this dude was about 35 yards out. If you're not a strong swimmer, don't go 35 yards out.
How old's a kid?
He's 18. He's 18 at the time. I think he's 19 now.
So he's a man. Like you're going to save
legal
a
man.
Yeah, you're going to save a dude.
He's a legal man. Yes.
So said he started.
It was a tough one, man.
You said he started panicking. So when you get to him, does he keep panicking? Do you have to calm him down, or does he kind of relax and let you take over?
Oh, by the time I got to him, he was at the bottom of the lake, probably 15 feet down. So it was. I saw him go down, kind of marked it mentally, hauled ass out there. Oops, sorry, hauled out there and pulled him off the bottom.
Jesus. So you dove down, you grabbed his ass, and then you pushed off the bottom of the lake and got to the top with him.
Yep, here's the freaky part. He's a dark-skinned brother, right? And if not for his natural hair, I would not have found him because it was dark at the bottom and he was mixed in with all the vegetation. So, natural fro, that's what I felt with my hand. I never saw him.
Why did we have to ask you so many questions to get to this part of the story? I'm picturing you just grabbed the guy treading water, not like brother sunk to the bottom, or mixed in with the vegetation, but as a fro that I can spot.
And I couldn't even spot it. I felt it by hand. I mean, I followed some of his bubbles down, but it was my hand that hit his hair first.
Was it a friend of your kids?
Yeah, it was my niece's boyfriend at the time.
Okay, and so he was out. When you brought him to the surface, he was gone. He was out of it.
Oh, he was gone. No, he was straight up dead. He's in full arrest, everything, lungs full of water, resuscitated him on the swim back to the beach, and, took care of him there. Somebody had called 911 in the meantime, and they showed up about 10 minutes later.
Did you used to be a lifeguard or something?
Well, here's the funny thing, Thrill. I took lifeguard class in 1982. Never worked as one.
1982.
Well, you missed the good part of being a lifeguard.
But, like, did the training kick in when you went down to get this kid?
Brother, it was automatic, man. I didn't even think about nothing. It was just straight. I saw him struggling. He went down, total panic. And, I went out to where I saw him go down, follow the bubbles down. It was dark. Couldn't see him. Couldn't see anything else. Felt around for him, kind of like you're supposed to do. And sure enough, found him only because of his hair.
Wow.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That is terrifying.
I mean, like kids, but like at 18, like I'd be like, I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Man.
Yeah, that's what everybody thought.
No. I'm so glad my wife doesn't listen to this show, because she wouldn't say, like, you could have gotten my phone.
Oh, right. I didn't get it.
It's like 10 feet of water.
You can see it.
You could have got my phone. Right. You can see the light on it.
God, Jesus. That is terrifying,
that
man.
Is crazy. Okay.
But the way you told the story, initially it just sounded like a kid struggling in the water. I swam out. I grabbed him. I pulled him back. He sunk to the bottom 15 feet deep in vegetation and I couldn't see him.
Like, he's dead.
I resuscitated him on the swim back to the beach. Like, brother, you were underselling yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot to that story, but he's just like, just pulled him
out
of the
water. You owe me a steak.
Yeah.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-RON.
That's got to be a horrible feeling, too. I mean, like,
someone else's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know like, what you mean. Like, wants you don't want like, it
nobody
to be
wants
your
to lose
kid.
Their own kid, but I'm just like, I can't imagine being in charge of somebody else's kid and they're drowning. No. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, that is. And the thing is, even though he saved the kid and all that, it's still a horrible conversation to have to have with someone.
Well, I've told you, Bernie, his youngest, same thing, like him and his brother had a pool, they're all inside, the kid goes out, somehow unlocks the fence, they don't know it. They go out there. He's at the bottom of the pool.
Oh.
Now, obviously, thankfully, they dive in, they resuscitate him and stuff, but the kid didn't really remember. But when he was like 5 or 6, he would just look at you and be like, Mr. Steve, I almost died.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Right?
You're how you
like,
doing, kid?
Hey, Bernie, be like, will you stop saying
happy
that?
Happy 5th birthday. Cool.
Jesus. Right.
Damn, buddy.
I know, but look, I love swimming. I love being in open water and stuff, but like, if you're not a strong swimmer, you got to be careful.
And just don't do it. He can never break up with that niece.
I think he already did.
Yeah, he said, he indicated they're no longer together.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
Well, she dumped him because he couldn't swim.
Jesus.
Can't be with you.
Was it?
You can't swim.
You're not allowed at the family lake, bro.
The hell out of here.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
We all have a mutual friend. It's a good friend of mine.
You're banned from the cabin.
He cannot swim.
Right.
So years ago, during the pandemics, he can't do a lot of stuff. And my buddy, his father, has a very nice home over on Lake Sammamish. So I said, we're going. And then I said, put on this life jacket. Like, you're going to learn to at least get in the water. A, I forgot to tell him, like, he comes up, sounds like he's dying. What you didn't tell me to hold my breath.
And Jesus, like, God.
What?
Come on, man.
What?
Dude.
Well, what's better is, because we had him in a PFD, we had it all tightened up.
Oh, my God. Look.
So then later in the night.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, we're hanging out by the dock, right? Now, he's in a he's in a personal flotation device.
Yeah.
He is loving life now. He's like, we're drunk. He's like, but I've been sitting next to him treading water for like half an hour. I'm like, all right, we're going in.
Right.
He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm going to drown now.
Right.
Like, I'm getting tired.
Jesus. He actually said, you didn't tell me to hold my breath.
Correct.
Why did he put his hand under the water and not hold his breath?
I mean, look, there's a lot.
Does he think he's Aquaman?
Honestly, if you've never been taught swimming, I guess he just didn't think about it. So we were on a boat and we were like, right, like I'm in the water. My buddy Matt's in the water. His girlfriend's in the water. His dad's on the boat. So we're like, you're in a PFD.
Right.
Jump in. You'll come back up. We got rescue swimmers. Like, this is fine. And he comes up. And we're like, what's wrong? And he's like, nobody told me to hold my breath.
Oh, my God.
Dude, heaven. And I know who you're talking. So I'm refraining from saying his name. If you were listening, man, look, there's a lot of things
that
I do not know how to do.
Oh, it's not him.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's the other one.
Jesus, how many people don't know how to swim around here?
It's the other one.
It's the other one.
Yeah. Because my wife even offered to give him swimming lessons.
What?
My wife said, hey, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'll give you swimming, because she was teaching swimming at the time. And he turned it down because he's just uncomfortable. He's like, I'm a grown-ass man. I should not take swimming lessons. But the flip side is, but you're a grown-ass man that can't swim. I don't hold that against you.
No.
What I hold against you is not knowing to hold your breath underwater.
So what's
he's
going to
drown in his own shower.
Time out. So you said the learning curve on snowboarding two or three times, and you're pretty confident.
You go two.
Right?
The first day sucks. Second day you get better. Third day you know how to snowboard.
Now, as an adult, I do not remember. I kind of remember learning how to swim. I remember having swimmies on my arms 4 or 5 years old. From that point, once I got it, it's like a bike, right?
Sure.
As an adult, you don't know how to swim. How many times do you need to go to the pool and take lessons before you start getting it? You know what I'm saying? Like, as an adult.
It'd be a few, because you got to do, like, what do they call them? The pedal boards or whatever?
Oh, the paddle boards. Yeah. Paddle
that's what I'm saying. Like,
how I learned.
What's the learning curve?
A little boogie
board. I don't know.
I mean, I was a kid, but I feel like it took me a couple weeks to really get it
down.
We
take this guy with your wife to a pool 3 times.
She's a teacher. She can teach.
Does he get this? You know what I mean?
If he listens to her, yes. She's very good at it. But again,
can he do it?
I think he could.
I know what you're supposed to do to ski, but I can't necessarily do it.
But you can do it.
Well, she could teach him as well. Because originally I said, I'll just teach you. Then I said, no, I'll get too far.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Frustrated with you because you're another adult.
Right. Which she can do.
Oh, I only get frustrated with children.
No. Hold your breath.
I'm just saying, when you coach kids, you allow something. But, like, it's so hard for me at 44 to fathom that people can't swim that I would just be like, what are you doing?
Right. No.
But,
no,
Miles,
no,
hey, to your help. Point, Miles.
I'm just wondering, like, as an adult, it's different.
But you said, like, so I can't ski really well. But if you slammed into a tree.
It would hurt.
No.
I might die.
And then you told us, well, you didn't tell me not to ski into trees.
No, I understand
to
that.
Me, that's the equivalent of you didn't tell me to hold my breath. Like, some things you just think are obvious, right? So even when you say teach an adult to swim, for me personally, I would think that the last thing that I need to tell them is, oh, hey, when you're underwater,
that could have been life and death right there. Hold your breath. Jesus, what if he slipped through?
We tightened it up good.
Okay.
After that, I would have.
What was a full vest? Two? What?
No, it was a good vest.
Okay,
I mean, you know.
Right.
And then when I took him to Montana, because we were staying on a lake, that's why we stopped in Idaho. And he said, what are you doing? I said, we're buying PFDs for you.
Oh,
I said, I ain't spending a week.
So he got his own.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, wow, nice.
Somebody here says, I taught swimming for 15 years. Hardest part about teaching adults is getting them to relax. When they're tight, they sink. Right. Kids,
correct.
They follow a lot quicker with that.
Sort. Okay.
That's how a lot of people drown, too, and rips. Like, you just panic.
Of course.
Right? Because I think
The one thing they tell you not to do is the thing that you do naturally, which is, hey, don't do that thing that every urge in you is here to do, which is panic.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
correct.
No one panics on purpose, right? It is a response to a situation that you can't wrap your head around, right? But don't do that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.